Public News Service Daily Newscast. I'm Mike Clifford. As the nation grieves the sudden passing of Maryland's Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, activists in his Baltimore district remember him for his passionate support for local issues.
In a city with high poverty and transportation troubles, Cummings has been a tireless advocate of improving the commute, especially for low-income residents, says Brian O'Malley with the Central Maryland Transportation Alliance. O'Malley worked with Cummings on many projects, including establishing a train line that connects Baltimore with Washington.
One thing he said that really stuck with me, which is he said, why this matters is this isn't just running a train up and down the tracks. This brings life to life.
O'Malley also said during his 11 years working with Cummings, the congressman had a way of making people feel important, even on the most mundane projects. West Baltimore erupted into protests after 25-year-old Freddie Gray died in police custody. During the riots that followed Gray's death, Matthew Hubbard, community activist and owner of a West Baltimore barbershop, says Cummings helped restore order and assured people that the authorities were taking the case seriously.
He walked through the neighborhood. He changed the mindset in this area. After that, now black men start stepping up and try to change the inner city.
Throughout the day Thursday, Hubbard says his customers remembered Cummings and all he did for the city. I'm Diane Bernard reporting.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry is stepping down. The New York Times reports Perry has drawn scrutiny for his role in the controversy surrounding President Trump's efforts to push Ukraine officials to investigate the son of a political rival. He told the president Thursday he would resign from the cabinet. As you may know, the EPA wants to roll back regulations for controlling methane emissions from the oil and gas industry, but clean air advocates say that's going in the wrong direction.
On Thursday, in Dallas, Texas, the EPA held its only hearing on a proposal to loosen regulations designed to curb emissions of the potent greenhouse gas. Pennsylvania is the second largest producer of methane in the country. Patrice Tomchek with Moms Clean Air Force says methane is responsible for 25% of the climate change already taking place around the world and in the Commonwealth.
Families are experiencing increasing floodings and drought, and the air is degrading also because of this.
The Trump administration says rolling back methane emission regulations will save the oil and gas industry millions of dollars a year in compliance costs. The EPA takes public comments until November 25th. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
This is PMS. The state of Massachusetts is home to the man who leads the Voter Protection Corps. It's a new national nonprofit that launched to address voting difficulties ahead of the 2020 election.
Since 2020 could be even more volatile than past elections, the group has assembled a team of voter protection experts, with some members of Congress as advisors. Quentin Palfrey chairs the Voter Protection Corps, after serving in a similar role in Ohio for Barack Obama's 2008 campaign. Palfrey explains why the organization is launching now, before many nominees have even been chosen.
A lot of the challenges that voters face, whether that's poor ballot design or long lines or old-fashioned voter suppression, a lot of the factors that go into that happen well in advance of the election.
While the Corps is nonpartisan, Palfrey acknowledges that the team has largely worked for Democrats. Most recently, he was the 2018 Democratic nominee in the Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor race. I'm Laura Ross-Brautelum reporting.
This story was produced in collaboration with the Fulcrum. More information is online at voterprotection.org. And the acting director of the Bureau of Land Management has advocated for selling off public lands, and conservation groups say that's reason enough. He needs to step down.
William Perry Pendley was a controversial choice when named to the post. At a recent conference, Pendley told the crowd the BLM's mission is to drill for oil, mine coal, cut trees, and allow ranchers to graze cattle. He didn't mention historic uses of public land, such as recreation and conservation. Jesse Dubell with the New Mexico Wildlife Federation calls Pendley an example of a fox guarding the henhouse.
With the agenda of the current administration and with the agenda of Pendley at the BLM, it's inevitable that the end game here is to try to dispose of those lands, transfer them to the state so they can be sold off.
12 U.S. senators asked Interior Secretary David Bernhardt in late September to dismiss Pendley from the job. I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, about a dozen Ohio TV stations changing their tune today, so to speak. The FCC halfway through a national consolidation of TV frequencies. The move is to gain more broadcast airwave space for high-speed wireless service. Gene Kiddo with the FCC explains the number of people using antennas is actually growing. That is, viewers cut the cord from cable and satellite services.
They still want and need local news and weather alerts and other emergency alerts that their broadcast stations provide. And so they are turning to antennas for that. About 15% to probably 25%, depending on the market, are actually using antennas for either some or all of their TVs.
According to the Nielsen rating service, 16.4 million U.S. households have an over-the-air digital antenna in 2018, compared to about 12 million back in 2014. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.